Good morning. My name is Philip Torres. I am the hearing officer assigned to this case. We're here today on July 10th, 2012 for a status hearing and OPA-PA-12-001 between the appellant in this matter, Clear Data Systems, and purchasing agency in this matter, General Services Agency. At the OPA appeals hearing room in the DNA building. Will the representatives for the Office of Public Auditor please identify themselves for the record?
Doris Flores Brooks, Public Auditor.
Rodolyn Marquez, Audit Supervisor.
Joy Bulato, Audit Staff.
Will the parties for the appellant and the institutional representatives please identify themselves?
Pacific Data Systems, John Day.
John Mantadonia, Pacific Data Systems.
And the parties for the appellee, please identify themselves.
Ed Cruz, Bureau of Information Technology.
Fred Nishihira, Assistant Attorney General.
Okay. Your party in interest?
Elisa Riarte of Carl Smith Ball for GTA. Here with me is Andrew Serge Kenga.
Thank you. I have been substituted in because of the conflict with previous counsel. We're on for a status hearing. Having just received this, could you please tell me where you are on this matter? We'll start with the appellant.
I think all the filings have been done. We would like to set a schedule for discovery. We requested a hearing in this matter as well.
Have there been any settlement discussions among the parties?
No substantial discussions.
And we don't believe this one will be settled.
Any opposition to conducting discovery in this case?
Not at this point. Well, we don't have any. Let's put it that way.
How about 6 weeks? Sufficient?
We're not going to do that much discovery. We're really in the filings. One of the things that we were seeking was documentation on the local procurement preference forms and procedures that were developed by GSA. So we're really just interested in pursuing that in discovery with GSA. We think that's on point to the appeal before the OPA.
Are there any issues? Thank you. Are there any issues with respect to the record and the certification of the record?
The discovery that they're going to request, put that in a separate discovery, specifically what they're okay.
We don't think it's going to be a long drawn out. We don't think it'll be difficult for the government to respond. I don't want to speak for the government, obviously, but we don't have a voluminous request for documents.
Okay. Well, why don't we give you until August 17th, that's a Friday, to complete your discovery. If you find that there's any issues, please file your motions with respect to discovery by August 14th. I'd say that's about 5 weeks. Is that sufficient, or is that more than
remarks? More than.
We'd like to conduct this, this hearing in early September. Any objections to the day after Labor Day?
Do you know what day that is?
Tuesday.
September 4th.
That would be September 4th.
I have no
objection. No objection.
will start at 9 o'clock. And we'll continue until we finish, and I would imagine this might be resolved within a day or two.
Yes.
There are some preliminary questions I have. This is not your classic invitation to bid, because we have the General Services Agency putting out the invitation, while the beneficiaries of that are numerous agencies. So I'd like to hear preliminarily from the government on the authority on how this matter, and I think that's what your discovery is going to, how this matter, from a practical standpoint and from a legal standpoint, plays out. How do you certify the record? How do you, in essence, pull this off for everybody and execute contracts?
Not sure exactly I understand what you're asking, but... Yeah.
The money in this case, what would it all come from to pay for a contract, for example?
Currently, right now, each agency does their own procurement for telecommunication services. So if you have 40 agencies, you will have 40 bids. And to the government, what they did was consolidate into one bid, just kind of economies of scale. And within that bid, because there's different size agencies, they want to address whether it's a small telephone type system, a medium size, or large size. So there's subcategories within the bid. The way the funds would work is you have a general fund. Each agency is still given an appropriation for that amount. That's the funds that will be used to certify. So each agency will be issuing their own purchase order for the telephone or telecommunication service that's being used.
And, well, unlike the power, you know, the power was appropriated in the Budget Act to the Department of Administration, and the department just takes care of paying everybody. So each agency, did they submit their requirements for this consolidation?
The answer is that we had a consultant go out, and that's why the record's so big. We've actually listed every telephone, where they're located. I mean, it was pretty comprehensive. That's okay. Why. So it was I believe it was almost 1,000 page bid.
Okay.
Specs. So the answer is yes, it is. It should have been.
Okay.
There's some things that maybe not covered, like if there was, I think there was like one last request I saw for a telephone and elevator or something like that. But generally, yes, it's covered in the.
Now, when you say autonomous agencies, what autonomous agencies? I can see the line agencies,
yes.
Because they fall under GSA.
Correct.
But what autonomous agencies?
You're right. The only one that's expressed, I don't know how the hospital, whether they're semi or what, they've expressed interest as well as the retirement fund. So if they want to avail themselves, just like any other agency, here's the bid for all government or
okay.
And you could avail yourself to it.
So your office kind of spearheaded this.
Correct. We wanted to create a price list. So that if you're a small agency, then you could, you know, choose from the lesser of the offerings. As of today, you know, some of our agencies aren't right sized. They're using inadequate, you know, equipment or having inadequate services. So we wanted to give them through an assessment options and to develop a price list. And through that, we got economies of scale, which through our research has shown that, you know, we're gonna benefit 50% reduction in costs.
I see. Okay. That's why we were just curious, because this is the first time we've ever seen this government. Why?
This is the first one that's done.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so so a lot of pre-planning was done to
Absolutely.
Make sure that this, when it went out. So you're really the main person as opposed to GSA. Your Bureau of Information?
Bureau of IT, yes.
Yeah, okay, so it's taking the lead.
Correct. Technically, as well as, you know, kind of the specifics and interacting with the prospective bidders, et cetera, but the actual procurement was handled by GSA.
Okay. So questions back and forth, you folks were the ones for the point person?
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that clarification.
Sure.
Are there any other issues with respect to this video?
There was one, and it's not so much of a, well, it's an issue that I want to make sure I raise before you. And there is a Superior Court case that's also ongoing with regard to telecommunication bid. GSA, we responded in our response rebuttal to PDS. And the main reason why is in the case, which is still open before La Morena, PDS is basically their request for relief is that the government, including GSA, not expend money for the procurement of telecommunication services for line agencies without first complying with the procurement law. So that's part of, this is part of the process that's ongoing right now before us. But I certainly wanted the UPA to be aware that there is this ongoing case because we need to sign at the bottom whether there is a case or not. There is this case. I included it as an attachment to our rebuttal. So just so you're aware, because there's a specific law that says the OPA should also, or may also, put a stay on her proceedings if she chose to. I'm not recommending, I'm just giving notice that there is a case out there.
Thank you.
There's no injunction on that case, is there?
No.
I want to correct myself on that. I said September the 4th. I meant September the 6th. We did this on Thursday.
Oh, just check my calendar.
Yes.
Thursday and Friday, right?
So Thursday and Friday, yes.
Yes, those days are still there.
All right. Thank you. Anything further?
Will you be requiring witness lists?
We will. I'll put out an order to that effect. I've got to review the current scheduling order.
Okay. So,
and any previous travel dates are vacated. Mm-hmm. So there being no other issues at this time?
We do intend to file a dispositive motion. We don't know if you want that to be heard or if we can submit other briefs.
Dispositive motion to do what?
To dismiss the matter as the protest is untimely.
You can file that motion in, okay. And we'll review it, and we will deal with that after tomorrow. Okay. So I'll send out an amended scheduling order, and there being no other matters, this hearing is adjourned. It's 11:21 on July 10th, 2012.